This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
As fall fills up with activities and obligations, even a small time saver can feel like a big help. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that makes clear, concise communication easier than ever, so you can finish your work earlier and head off to family dinners, social events, and fall weddings. Grammarly is free to download and works where you do, so every project gets finished quicker. Make sure your writing is free of mistakes with Grammarly's free, comprehensive writing suggestions, and get an instant take on how your message comes across with the free tone detector. Let Grammarly Premium's sentence clarity rewrites help you find the perfect words on the first try. You'll be confident writing client emails, deadline-driven reports, and presentations without staying late at the office. Get more time back in your day by writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. Then get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
A quarter final of a World Cup is always going to be special. I think it's obviously a little bit more special when it's against France, the reigning world champions. So it's going to be a very tough game, which we know, and we're fully waiting for, you know, with excitement.
You'll almost certainly have the responsibility of marking Kylian Mbappe, who a lot of people feel is the best player in the world right now. But you've come up against him in the past for City against PSG in the Champions League. How do your experiences against him in the past help you when you're trying to prepare for a battle like that?
Obviously, it's always going to help because I've played against him, you know, a number of times now, as you just said, with Manchester City and PSG. But just as well as what you've just said, he's a fantastic player in great form. So it's not going to be an easy task, but it's one that, you know, as a professional footballer, you want to play against the best. And as you just said, I think he's, you know, one of the best, if not the best in the world at the minute.
You've regularly played as a centre-back in a back five with England, and you've played just as often as a right back in a four. Talk to me about the kind of pros and cons of each and how you have to change your performance depending on how England's set up.
I don't think much changes, really. I feel that the system that we play, whether that's for Manchester City or for England, I don't really bomb forward as much as I probably used to do when, you know, I was playing for Tottenham as a wing-back, for example. So it's about reading the game, reading the opponent, reading the formation that the manager wants you to play in and adapting to that, really. It's a team game, it's not a solo game, so I do whatever the manager asks and what's going to benefit the team.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Hi, Carl. Alex, BBC. Do you understand the focus on the on your battle with Mbappe, and how do you deal with the pressure of that?
Do I understand the focus? Of course I do. I play football, so I do understand what I need to do, and that's obviously to stop him. It's probably easier said than done, but I don't underestimate myself. As we've just said there, I've played him before, and I've come against a lot of great players, you know, in my time playing for England and also Man City and the clubs that I played for. So I have to treat it as another game. I have to take, obviously, extra care and give him the respect he deserves, but not too much respect, because he's also playing England and, you know, we can cause them problems. Okay, it's going to be a tough game, but not one player makes a team.
From the outside looking in, we speak about it all the time, but is it something you speak about as players when there's so much focus on a particular battle?
No, I think the game's not England v Mbappe. The game's England v France. As I just said there, we take respect that he's a good player in good form at the minute, but I'm not going to roll out a red carpet for him and tell him to go and score. You know, I'm representing my country at a quarter-final of the World Cup, so it's do or die, really. You know, if we lose, we go home. And, you know, he's not going to stand in my way and hopefully winning, you know, a World Cup for my country.
I've seen your teammates at Man City mess around with your FIFA card before about your pace. Who do you think is quicker?
We'll hopefully see on Saturday if I'm chosen. Who knows?
Thanks, Kyle. Isaac here from Citizen Kenya. Basically, knockout tournament going to be very tight and close. The Three Lions have waited for so long, since 1966. Do you think the current squad has what it takes to bag the title after such a long wait? How do you rate your chances heading into the quarters?
We have to, as I just said there, we have to back ourselves. We have to be confident in the players that we've got, the players that have been nurtured over the last, you know, 4 years, reaching a semi-final in the World Cup, reaching a final in the Euros, and then obviously we've got to a quarter-final. Okay, we're not there, and we've not gone past what we achieved in the last World Cup or Euros, but we're on the right path in the right direction. And I think with the group of squad that we've got, the confidence is high. We're scoring goals, we're not conceding too many. So we have to be confident. But as I say, you know, Saturday is going to be a very tough game against a very good team. It's the reigning world champions, and, you know, we need to be right up to speed, right up to the mark, and make sure that, you know, we're singing all from the same in sheet to collectively win this game.
Steve Scott from ITV News, Carl. One more on Mbappe, if you don't mind. You said you've played against him several times before. Yeah. As a team, did you come up with a specific plan for that? Did it go well? And have you been using that experience to help Gareth with his strategy for the game?
I think when we've played him the four times in the Champions League for Manchester City, you're not just thinking about Mbappe. And I think it's exactly the same on Saturday. You're not just thinking about Mbappe. Okay, he's a tool that they've got in their armoury that's very good. But there is other good players, and we can't underestimate them players that, you know, have won big titles, won World Cups. So, okay, he's a great player. We all know that. That's why all the questions are about him. But let's not forget Giroud, who scored countless goals for France and in the Premier League. Dembele, who's, you know, for me, just as good on the other wing. In a very tricky player. And then you've got Griezmann and stuff like this, that these players can cause you a problem. So, okay, we take her out to him, he's a great player, but for me, all the questions probably shouldn't be about him. We should appreciate that we're seeing a great footballer, but there is other players as well.
Hi, Kyle, it's Mark Manbryans from PA. Just slightly away from Mbappe, but something equally as serious. Can you talk to us about Dave the Cat?
Oh, Dave's fine. He had a little scrap with the other cat the other night. I think they're fighting over territory and the food. But, you know, he's doing well, and hopefully I can stick to my promise where I said that he would come home with us if we was to win the World Cup. So Dave's fine. Thank you for asking.
Lucky charm.
Hopefully.
Hello, Kyle. I'm Damien for the French TV. I will be very original. I will talk about Mbappé.
Yeah.
Do you know what he said about you last year in France football? Did you hear about that?
No.
He said that you are one of the rare players that made him suffer. How do you feel about what he said?
No, it's nice to hear, obviously, from a good player that he's had a good game against, a tough game against me. I don't know how to say it even more that I feel that he's a top player. I'm not underestimating that one bit, but we're not playing tennis. It's not a solo sport. It's a team game, and I'm sure you're aware that it takes a team, you know, to win a game of football. Okay, one individual moment can win you a match, but, you know, from what we've seen here, it's 90 plus their extra time, which has been a lot, and, you know, anything can happen in that. So, again, you know, they have to worry about us. It's not just us worrying about them.
And one more question, because we have Mbappé, a young, talented player.
Yeah.
But you, English people, have a lot of young, talented players, like Declan Rice, like Bukayo Saka, like Foden, like others. Can you tell us something about this new generation? Because you are like an old guy with these guys. Can you tell us about these young players?
I think it's great for the English game. As you just mentioned, a few there with, you know, Jude being one of them that have come onto the scene and kind of, you know, they've had this courage to play for England that probably many of us didn't have when we was that age, where it's no fear, it's fearless, and they go in, you know, express themselves. I feel that we have to pay a big, you know, compliment to the manager for him allowing us to do that and him allowing these youngsters to have the chance and go and express themselves. But I think it's also to them and their dedication to the game and how they want to, you know, obviously be the best that they can be as a footballer.
Okay, to James Ollie here.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, James Ollie from ESPN. You're only 32, so this might be a premature question, but have you thought about your international future at all? Is there a possibility this might be your last tournament with England?
No, I'm a guy that takes a game at a time. I don't really look towards the future. I can assure you now that I will go for as long as possible, as long as I feel that it's right for myself, you know, my family, and also for the nation. And if the manager thinks that's right, I feel really fit, I feel strong, I feel energetic. I still, you know, want to achieve things that I've already achieved and I still haven't achieved in football. And the hunger's still there, so I feel great. It's not going to happen, you know, anytime soon, but as again, who knows in the future what will happen. It's going to come to an end one day, isn't it?
But as you, from the way you're talking, you're thinking 2024 is very realistic. And
2024, I'm 34. As long as I'm performing well and I feel good in my body, and the manager wants to pick me first and foremost, then we'll see. But as again, I'm really not thinking, you know, too far into the future, and that's not to, you know, bypass your question. It's more, you know, game at a time, which is on Saturday, and then we'll look and see what happens from there on.
Thank you.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Frederick Hub from AFP. I had a question. I was looking at the statistics, and I noticed that England has much more possession than in the previous tournament, like 10 points more than in Russia and 14 points more than at the Euro. Is it something the coach has asked you to work on? And second, does it make it easier for people like you who come from a club like Manchester City, where possession is an important target in the game?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I feel why we've got more or less is maybe down to the tactics that we played a five in the Euros, in the World Cup. So maybe we can control the ball a little bit better, and we've got more men further up the field with attacking minds. you know, does it help me personally? Of course, I'm used to playing, you know, with Man City and Pep, and he does like to keep the team and pass the other teams to death, really. So, listen, we try and play in our own way, but I think that we also have to take into consideration the manager's ideas here. He's got different ideas to Pep, and, you know, he'll do what he feels is best for the nation in getting the 3 points.
Hey, Walker. Rafael Honório from TV Globo from Brazil. We know that you had played with Hugo Lloris in Tottenham, and Harry Kane still plays with him. Do you know any secrets to beat him? And what do you think Harry Kane has any secret for that?
If I told you the secret, it wouldn't be a secret. So I'm going to keep the secret with me. I feel that obviously Harry and I have both played with him. Eric Dyer have played with him, you know, for a number of years, and Harry will know what to do when he comes into that position. But also Hugo will know what Harry's going to do. So I think it's a little bit of cat and mouse. The main thing is for us is to get this victory. We desperately want it. I think as a nation, we've worked really hard in the last 4 years to achieve what we want to achieve. And now, as you can see, all these people are here because they know it's going to be a fantastic game. And I think that's credit to, you know, to both nations with what they've achieved over the years.
Carl, David Ornstein from The Athletic. I hope you're playing tomorrow on Saturday after all the Mbappe questions. Declan Rice missed training today. Is he going to be okay from what you know? Is it just a minor illness or is there a doubt over him?
I honestly didn't know until we was doing the pre-act in the gym. I still don't know because I haven't spoke to the lads. I just wondered where he was. So maybe it's a medical issue. I'm not too sure. Maybe ask the doctor. He'll be able to tell you something.
You mentioned the other tournaments, semi-finals in 2018, yeah. Euros final. You've been involved in all of them as one of the more senior players. Do you assess this group as having the best chance of winning the trophy compared to the previous two major tournaments?
I don't know, actually, because I feel that the standard of players has probably gone up another level in this tournament. I'm not saying that Russia was a bad standard, but I feel that us as a team was a little bit inexperienced in big game matches. Okay, we knocked a few walls down in Russia with, you know, winning a penalty shootout and stuff like that, but we still was inexperienced. We got to the semi-final, we scored early. We didn't really know how to handle that. So I think we're more equipped. But I do think that the players for the other teams, I mean, you look at Morocco, for example, how well they played against a very, very good Spain team and went and got the result that they wanted. And I feel that, you know, you've had a few surprises with Japan and stuff like that in this World Cup. So I feel that the standard of players has gone up probably a little bit more than Russia.
And just quickly, if you don't mind, obviously you had a day off yesterday and we've seen all the fun and games around the camp. But is there a palpable feeling now with France coming quarterfinal, do or die, as you say, that there's a change in atmosphere in the camp, a greater seriousness, a bit less larking around, which is a good thing, and a bit more, this is it now?
I don't think there's ever been that. I mean, it's a bit cliche for me to say that we don't have a laugh and a joke. Of course, we have a laugh and a joke, but when you train, you're training, you work hard. You make sure that you get the details in that you need to know. And then when you've got your free time, it's free time. You know, you need to make sure that it's a relaxed camp, that no one's really listening, no offence, to the outside noise and anything like that. And we just concentrate on ourselves. You know, it's us that are going to have to walk over that white line on Saturday and hopefully get the victory. But, you know, we need you guys as the media, the fans that are going to be travelling over, and, you know, they've been fantastic singing for us. You know, you're the 12th man to hopefully make us go and get the victory that we want.
Hi, Kyle. James Robson, AP. No. You've probably spent the past 5 years or so at club level always being the favourites, you know, no matter what, who City play. Maybe to the outside, England would be just about underdogs in this match. How would that affect the way you go into it?
I don't think it changes. If we're the favourites, we're not the favourites. It's a game of football. I think you've seen in this World Cup what can happen in 90 plus minutes. You know, there's been a few upsets. few teams thinking that they're going to go out early doors, and you know they managed to string a couple of good results together. And that's what we just have to think. It's another game. As I keep saying, we take our hat off to them. They're the world champions. They got the respect that they deserve because they won the last World Cup. But I can assure you that each and every one of us, whether it's the 11 that's starting or the people that come on, will not be rolling the red carpet out for them to go and perform and think it is a theatre for them to showcase their great talent. You know, we've also got great talent that I think that we need to be speaking about as well. The goals that we've scored, the clean sheets that we've kept, and we just move forward with that.
You don't see yourself as underdogs at all?
Say again, sorry?
You don't see yourself as underdogs at all, as far as you're concerned?
I see yourself playing the world champions, and I see two very good teams that are going to go toe-to-toe. I don't see no outright favourite or, you know, underdog.
OK, we've got four lined up, starting gentlemen here.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Marcel from the Dutch Telegraph. I come from a country where managers have always thought that attacking football is the best for our country. Louis van Gaal's doing the opposite now. He says we have to be a counter-attacking team if we want to win something. At the same time, I feel as if your team is probably more attacking and more attractive than any other time for many years. Would you agree? And how do you look at this situation of whether you can attack or not in a World Cup?
I feel that we've got great players, and I think we've got great players that can come off the bench and affect games, which they've done. And I think that's full credit to, we'll say, the likes of Marcus Rashford, who come off the bench and, you know, scored a goal. Jack Grealish, who's come off the bench and scored a goal. The players that have started, you know, Bakayo's been on fire, Phil scoring goals, Harry's got his goal now. So we've got goals coming from all end of the field. Now, me as a defender, I want clean sheets. You know, I'm fantastic if you go and get goals, but if we scrape through and win a 1-0, and I know that, you know, the back four, the back five have dug in and, you know, made sure that we get that clean sheet, that's my main concern of, you know, not conceding goals. But as you say, it's a great bunch to be in. I can tell you in training it's tough marking some of these guys, but you want to play against the best in the world, and I think we've got some of them, you know, in that change room across the road.
Hi, Kyle. Here. Yeah. Vincent from French media. I have two questions for you. The first one would be, do you think there's a special rivalry between France and England even today? And the second one would be about Hugo Lloris. What do you think about him as a person and as a goalkeeper? Thanks.
I think France and England have always been a great game and a great battle. I remember watching, you know, France and England when I was growing up, and it's always been, you know, a great match. I think you're going to get another one come Saturday. As for Hugo, he was my captain at Tottenham. I remember when he signed, when there was Brad Friedel in net and Hugo come from Lyon. And he's always been a great professional and a great captain. So I have nothing but good words to say for Hugo. But, I mean, if he's watching, I hope you don't have the best of games on Saturday, because, you know, I want to win and I want to take my nation through.
Hi, Carl. I'm Roman from National World. There's this perception that when you play big games, or when England play big games, they play with the handbrake on, five at the back, and then try to catch up teams. It happened against Italy in the Euros final. Is this the perfect opportunity to go out there and boss the world champions and play to your ultimate limit?
I think it's a great opportunity to put a stamp down and to say that we are a good team and we can achieve, you know, great things. And I think that it will ultimately give us the belief that we can actually go on and win this. I'm not saying that we don't believe, but to beat a big team like France in a quarterfinals match and the reigning world champions, you've got to take some confidence from that. Not arrogance, but confidence. As you said, for, you know, defending or being a little bit more negative in previous tournaments, I feel that, you know, the manager makes the right call to play a four or play a five. You know, no one was complaining about a five in defence when we reached the European final. But then all of a sudden when we get to the European final and it's probably not as attacking as what people have liked to see, then it was a, you know, a bad move. So I think it's a little bit harsh to judge him on what, you know, he's done previously. I think we've moved forward from this tournament as playing as a four and playing really good attacking football and scoring goals. So let's just go off the last game, which we won. And it was a, you know, a comfortable win, I feel, and we move forward from that.
Okay, last question of this section from Jerry there.
Hi, Carl. Jerry Lawton here at the Daily Star. Good luck.
Thank you.
The weekend.
Thank you.
Would you believe there's been a tornado 10 miles north of the ground where you're going to play today? There's a guy on the internet holding a pile of hail.
Yeah.
The last thing I thought I'd be asking you in a desert question, but rain is actually forecast, a really good chance on Saturday. Do you think you'll probably be used to playing in the rain, that that might be something that will have an influence on the type of game we get and England's chances?
I never thought I'd say it. I can't wait to see rain. It's been that long, and living in Manchester, you see rain every day. It was actually looked like it was going to rain when we was training outside, so I'm not surprised that you said that it was a tornado, you know, obviously where the ground was. It can have a factor, you know. France experienced rain as well, so it's both teams playing a different weather condition than what they've been used to over the last couple of weeks and being out here. But I don't think that that's going to really make the difference between two sides, a little bit of rain, if I'm being honest.
Okay, everyone, that ends the live section. Now,
if you take CBD, listen up. Nextevo Naturals is the only CBD brand clinically proven to have 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. That's important because you can only get the benefits of CBD if your body can absorb it. Check out Nextevo today and get more out of your CBD. And for up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, go to nextevo.com and enter promo code SMART. That's Nextevo.com, promo code SMART.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.